10 of you and give them evidence. Are you all with me? And then as they're on their way, their healing came. And then one was so excited, he comes back to Jesus. Say it again. What'd you say? How much was that? 10%. That was 10%. It was a tithe. And God says, that's acceptable. He said, though, where are the other nine? The other nine never came back. Now listen, Seventh-day Adventists. That one man who came back was restored. 8 laws of health is for our restoration. But giving glory to God in your restored state is demonstration that you are restored. That is why Revelation chapter 14, 6 says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. If we do not have that in our health message, then we are like the other nine who never came back. Yes, they were restored. Yes, they became health reformers. I don't know that for sure, but they certainly were healthier than they were when they were lepers. But one came back, and this was giving the evidence. God, in the final moments, is looking for evidence that he is the one who restores. Now
here's it.
Whoops. Here's my final piece. Is that enough evidence for you? Well, I always like to go to the world and see what they say. Do you have seat belts in these pews? Put on your seat belts.
Now, here's a tip. If you really want a long and healthy life, it may help to live in a blue zone. That's the term given by the National Geographic fellow Dan Buettner to certain parts of the world where people are most likely to live to 100 years old or more. First of all, what is a blue zone exactly?
It's a demographically confirmed, geographically defined area where people are living the longest. And we found 5 of them. We found one in Okinawa, Japan, longest lived women on the planet. Mm. Longest lived men live up in the highlands of Sardinia, Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, Ikaria, Greece. And then the longest lived Americans, right off the San Bernardino Freeway near Los Angeles, the Seventh-day Adventists. And they're living about 10 years longer than their North American counterparts.
What did he say? How many years? Is that a coincidence? Or is God doing something? Now, this man, he can never, ever, listen to me very carefully. This man, Dan Buettner, who has been the one who has written a book on the blue zones, he can never remember where God said what the diet was in Genesis. I've heard him say Genesis 1:26. I've heard him say 1:28. I've heard him say Genesis 3 something. He never seems to be able to remember that. But the thing he remembers every time he has a microphone, he says these people live 10 years longer than anybody else. Hallelujah. That's evidence that we are his people and his last day message bearers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 10 years longer than anybody else. Oh, by the way, here's another little coincidence for you. Those of you, I imagine many of you may have spent time in Loma Linda, perhaps living there or attending school. He says they're right off the San Bernardino Freeway. And that's the 10 freeway. That's a coincidence, though. I'm not using that one, but I'm just saying it's an interesting coincidence, isn't it? But when you consider the history of how they chose Loma Linda, it is said that Ellen White and many of the pioneers stood there from that direction that was south. Is it south? No, it's south of it, of the freeway. So they were north of the beautiful hill. So if they were north of it, then they were right around that area that was not yet the 10 freeway. And they stood there, and she said, this is God's property. I'm just saying, you might want to say hallelujah. Okay, final evidence as we close. This was the first prospective study on longevity. Final evidence. And again, it's the 10. Now, you see there, going all the way down from Adam all the way down to Noah. 10 generations. Did you know that? There were 10 generations. We've already established it. Noah was the 10th in the whole line. 10th man from Adam. 10 generations. And the average age, there was an average age. We already established that Methuselah was 969 years old. The average lifespan was 912 years. 912 years. From Adam all the way down to Noah. But then, there were 10 generations after the flood. Now, you know, if most scientists, there are some MPHs here, if you saw this and said, wow, this is right in the beginning of the Bible, is the longest prospective study on longevity. We're really into that with our Adventist health studies. What is it that causes us to live the longest? God establishes it right in the beginning of the book as evidence. 10 years before the flood, 10 years or 10 generations, forgive me, before the flood, 10 generations after the flood. What was the difference between the generations? Because the lifespan was only 317 years after the flood. We moved away from God's ideal and we began, I'm going to share this in much greater detail this afternoon as we look at what took place as we moved from the place wherein dwelleth righteousness, the garden. That's where he's trying to take us back. Final text is this. Close on this text in Genesis. If you go with me to the book of Genesis in your Bibles, this, you're probably asking, because you could almost say that was an epidemiological study. I can get that word out. And I'm looking at Genesis chapter 12. No. Give me just a moment here. No. Why is it evading me, escaping me? Ah, thank you. Who said 11? Don't point out my faults at Sabbath school. I thought you had come up with some great thing. I was like, wow, we're right there. The Holy Spirit is moving. And you're like, nah, it's right there, man. It's right there. Notice what it says with me in chapter 11. And I'm going to begin reading there. I should check. Ah, yeah. I'm going to begin reading here at verse 27. 26. Chapter 11, verse 26. It says, and Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lot. And Haran died before his father. That's what it says in verse 28. This is no simple thing. Because every other instance in the Bible, it says, and this person lived to see a great old age. And then he died. But this was the first time, listen very carefully, that a father, or rather a son, died before his father. Never happened before. In fact, Ellen White points out, she says that this was a big deal, for every other obituary was was different from this one. And the reason is because God's people had moved away from the ideal. Oh, brothers and sisters, we want to get back to the principles of God that not only restore us, but actually give the evidence to the world and to God that we are truly being restored by Him and by His grace alone. Thank you so much for your attention this morning. Let us close with a word of prayer as we move forward into the 11 o'clock hour. And I look forward to sharing more today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the evidence that you give us and that you've always been not just 10 steps ahead, but a number that is too infinite to even express, ahead of this world. But thank you for giving us just this evidence that you are a God who's in control and that you have a people that you are working through. Lord, may we be everything that you need for us to be in this final, final work. Many of us, many who are under this prayer, Lord, have labored long and seen many years. I pray that you'll give them that final, final boost, that final push that will take us over by your grace and your grace alone, by your righteousness and it alone. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you.